This is U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. His task force has come up with a list of recommendations on addressing gun violence in the U.S. It's given that list to President Obama. We should know sometime today what his next step will be. There are a couple different paths the president could take. One would be to encourage Congress to change laws like banning assault weapons or requiring background checks on buyers at gun shows. But not everyone in Congress would support that, and the National Rifle Association is working to prevent any new restrictions on guns. There's something else the president could do, though, give an executive order. U.S. presidents have been giving out executive orders since 1789. Why? Because they can. An executive order is a law made instantly with the president's signature. The advantage for a president is that it doesn't have to go through Congress. The disadvantage, say critics, is that it doesn't have to go through Congress. And some critics say use of executive orders may violate the constitutional separation of powers. In fact, the term executive order isn't in the Constitution. What is in Article 2, Section 3 is that the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. So if a president feels that Congress isn't faithfully executing the laws he wants, he can issue an executive order. They do have their limits, though. Executive orders can't use federal money, for one thing. So a president couldn't use one to cut taxes or build a bridge, for example. The orders can be overturned by a court, and the next president can get rid of a previous order. Presidents ain't shy about giving new ones, though. According to the National Archives, two-term President Bill Clinton gave 364 executive orders. Two-term President George W. Bush gave 291. President Obama's on the same pace, having given 144 in his first term. President Roosevelt holds the record. He gave over 3,700 executive orders, though he did have longer than everyone else in the White House. Bottom line, love them or hate them, we all have to live under them, at least for a while. Why? Well, that's an order.
I've said it for 7 years. I've said it for longer than 7 years. I have never doped. I can say it again, but I've said it for 7 years. It doesn't help. Why would I then enter into a sport and dope myself up and risk my life again? That's crazy. I would never do that. No way.
That was Lance Armstrong in 2005. He spent more than a decade saying things like that, denying that he'd cheated during his cycling career.